Welcome to Manufacturing Revival Radio, brought to you by Assembly Magazine. Assembly Magazine educates suppliers, buyers, and users of assembly equipment in manufacturing plants to connect, learn, share, and explore all things assembly. This special edition of Manufacturing Revival is coming to you live from the floor of the Assembly Show in Rosemont, Illinois. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon. You are with Todd and Todd, live from Chicago at the Assembly Show, Manufacturing Revival Radio on location. Todd, great day so far. I mean, I'm just having a heck of a good time, and the organizations that we're featuring here are just doing amazing things.
Well, they are, and based on our little brief pre-show conversation with our next guest, we're in for another set of education.
I agree. Let's get to it. Say hello to Robert Wood. He's the president of ECI Spin-O-Matic. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Well, hi. Thanks a lot, guys, for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure, Bob. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into it, take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Okay. I'm president of ECI Spin-O-Matic. Been in the assembly business for about 34 years, personally, and have the Spin-O-Matic brand here, which is Orbital Forming. We're based out of Romeo, Michigan.
34 years in the industry, Todd. I think he knows what he's talking about.
I think so.
All right. Well, go deeper, Bob, on ECI Spin-O-Matic. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
What we are is we're an orbital forming company where anybody needs any type of sheet metal parts, forms, safety parts. We service the medical, electrical, consumer goods, automotive.
Bob, one of the things that fascinates me through the course of my career, I got a few gray hairs too, is just the amount of change that's happened over my career. And I look at the last 3 years in particular and go, oh my gosh, what's your perspective on that, the change, particularly over the last couple of years?
Yeah, especially like in our area, in the Detroit area, it's been pretty tough. But, you know, the key thing is, you know, this is it's a customer-based business, so you have to get with change. You have to basically, you know, work with the customers, find their needs, and develop your products around that.
Well, speaking of your products, tell us all about this new Magnum machine of yours, what it does, its capabilities, and how it serves the market.
The Magnum is, we call it a hybrid of our standard 23 unit. The 23 is one of the largest pneumatic units that we build, and it has capabilities of about 5,400 pounds of force for forming. We created this Magnum. It's still a pneumatic unit, not a hydraulic unit, and we can get about 9,000 pounds of force out of that, without going to hydraulics and the expensive power unit and certain items like that.
I've got to go back to my first question, because you mentioned so casually, you know, we got to find out what the customers need and then build products to address it. I mean, talk about how you do. You made it sound like it was a no-brainer. It's a whole lot tougher than that. How do you approach doing that?
Well, I mean, you got to be in touch with the business. You got to listen to customers. You got to always be out there learning, listening to see what people are looking for, how they're trending and change. And then you got to develop your products or modify your, you know, business plan to try to accommodate that.
Bob, I want to go back to the Magnum. Talk about the benefits to the end user. If I heard you correctly, it affords you some ability to do some amazing things without using more expensive, more cumbersome technology. Talk about the advantages and frankly, give us some examples of how it's applied in the market.
The big thing is with the hydraulics, you have you have a big cost of a hydraulic unit to power this unit. And we do build very large hydraulic units. They go 30, 40, and 50 size. So like the 50 size hydraulic unit, it can form an inch and a quarter diameter. But with this unit, with being a hybrid, the cost is really hardly any different than a standard 23 unit. And basically, you will get a lot more diameter size out of your rivet. You can go up to a larger unit. You know, it doesn't affect floor space. It's still the same compact unit that the original 23 is.
Who are the main users of the Magnum? I mean, what industries and what applications and what problems are you solving with that equipment?
The Magnum's going to be more towards, it's going to be the upper end. It's going to be more people that work with a lot of stainless materials, because stainless is a little harder to work with. Mm-hmm. And some of the suspension people, they have larger type of forming that they need to be done.
All right, and we're coming to you from the Assembly Show, and we're speaking with Bob Wood with Spin-O-Matic. Bob, do you have the ability to customize machines in-house?
Yes, we do. When you announced the ECI of Spin-O-Matic, Spin-O-Matic's been around since 1969, and when we purchased it 4 years ago, the ECI is another company that has total capability for the last 18 years of designing and building assembly equipment. So we're kind of packaged together.
Do you see that kind of trend continuing, the customization of the machines?
Most definitely. I mean, when I started back, you know, 30 years ago, it was you just did design. But then customers said, you know, we need you to be more responsible. You need to build the equipment. So, I mean, you know, integrating. I mean, we integrate spin-o-matics with screw driving, nut running, torquing, weld nuts. I mean, people are asking for all that on one type of machine.
Talk about other coming trends and other technology and innovation we ought to be keeping an eye on in the next 3 to 5 years.
You know, there's been some battery push, but I think that's pretty much, I don't think that's going to be an issue, you know, of everyday type of people doing that type of work. But I think, really, I think it's going the electronics, it's going with all the, you know, they're testing a lot of vehicles in Europe with auto sensing, autopilot, so to speak. So we're going to see a lot of that type of equipment. I mean, safety in the automobiles, safety in different types of aspects in the control side is what's really grown over the last 10 years.
Bob, it takes a pretty significant investment of time and treasure to exhibit here at the Assembly Show. Why are you here?
We're here because we need to be out here and be present. If you're not here, you're not going to get noticed. Also, you know, you team up with a lot of people. It's been a very good turnout this year for sure in past years. And basically, we've had some very good positive feedback from people in the show, in the booths, and the people that's walking by. They're really looking. I think the business is going to do an upturn, and I think it's a good place to show what you have and your capabilities.
We're obviously shining a light on the Magnum here at 2013. What cool stuff from Spin-O-Matic will we be talking about at the 2014 show?
Well, I think possibly could come in and integrate just because we just talked about adding to it. So I think next year's show we're going to have possibly one or two sources that might team up with us. And we might show a lot more in the more integrated type system with the Spin-O-Matic.
The partnerships in this industry, Todd, are what to me is really exciting. And the potential there is limitless, so very exciting. Well, Bob, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about ECI Spin-O-Matic?
You can get on the web. It's ecispinomatic.com.
Robert Wood, the president of ECI Spin-O-Matic. Bob, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
The pleasure has been ours, I assure you. All right, well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, Bob Wood, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, everyone at Assembly Magazine, I'm Todd Schnick. This has been Manufacturing Revival Radio, broadcasting direct from the Assembly Show. We'll be right back.